Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Subsistence whaling is a way of life for the Alaskan Eskimos who live in the North Slope Borough, the northernmost region of the U.S. In a harsh and remote area where goods are hard to come by, they depend on the whale for survival. But since commercial whaling nearly wiped out the Arctic bowhead whale a century ago, the Eskimos have needed a quota to continue hunting. John Bickham, director of the Center for the Environment at Purdue University, studied genetic variation in the whales migrating past the Alaskan coast. His research helped the International Whaling Commission decide in support of renewing the quota. Bickham spoke with Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson to explain the inner workings of the IWC and why the Eskimos' whale hunt has lasted for over 2,000 years.
Can you explain to me how genetic variation could support or not support a quota?
The key issue in this case was whether or not the Eskimo hunt was targeting one or more genetically differentiated populations. And in fisheries, we use the term stock. It's a term that's used commonly by fisheries to denote populations that need to be managed separately. And so there was some indication that the genetic signature that we found in the whales as they migrate past Barrow and are collected, that the pattern of genetic variability that we observed might be indicative of more than one stock. And that was a concern because the bowhead hunt has always been managed as a single stock. If, in fact, two or more stocks are being targeted, that could affect the quota because the models that are used to determine a safe level of harvest could be altered by that. And specifically, it would likely result in a lowering of the quota or perhaps a moratorium.
And what did you find?
We found that there appears to be only a single population, and this population is growing and has grown by about 3% per year, and it has grown from a low during the early 20th century at the end of the Yankee whaling period when commercial whaling for bowhead stopped. There were thought to be less than 1,000 whales. Today, there are probably about 12,000 whales in that population. So everything looks to be that this is a population that is thriving. And the hunt itself is not limiting the population growth or decreasing it. In fact, the growth has continued in the face of this particular hunt.
Can you explain to me a little bit about the hunt and why is it so important and what makes it sustainable?
The people live by subsistence. That is, they get most of their food from the environment. The ones that have the opportunity to whale have this tremendous resource available to them. So they can go out, they can kill a whale, bring it in, and have 20 or 40 or more tons of whale meat and products to use. It's an amazing process in which not a single dollar is exchanged. You'll have a group of whalers, a captain and whalers. They go out, they find a whale, they kill it, they bring it back. The entire community comes and takes part in the processing of the whale and the distribution of the food and products. Because of the fact that they live so closely to their environment, they're entirely dependent upon their environment. They are, in fact, can be thought of as part of the environment, part of the ecosystem. They are one of the predators, and they have done this for thousands of years, as I mentioned, and never have the Eskimos in their subsistence whaling endangered these whales. It was only a result of Western man taking modern technology and commercial whaling, which nearly wiped out the bowhead whale. But fortunately, it's making a comeback, and it's doing well, and so it is still being harvested by the Eskimos.
That was John Bickham speaking with Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson. I'm Jorge Salazar, and this has been an Earth and Sky presentation.
We're at earthsky.org.